Yeah, and if a nurse, you, Mr. Whiteside, she would have married Jack the Ripper instead of friends in the Red Cross. Good day!
Mr. Stanley's here with June. Oh, he's brought June back. Oh, thank goodness, thank goodness. June, thank God you're back.
You're not married, are you?
No, Mother, I'm not married, and please don't be hysterical.
Oh, but June, if there had been anyone but that awful boy, thank goodness you stopped it, Ernest. How did you do it?
Never mind that now, Daisy. Just take June upstairs. I have something to say to Mr. Whiteside.
Well, what about Richard? Is there any news?
All is under control. Just take June upstairs.
Father, haven't we had enough of this melodrama? I don't have to be taken upstairs. I'll go upstairs. Merry Christmas, Mr. Whiteside. It looks bad for labor. Come along, Mother. Lock me in my room.
Oh, June, you'll feel so much better after a nice hot bath.
I know.
Have you had anything to eat yet? I made a nice big pot of chicken soup. Oh, it's so good to you, my dear. I was so worried.
I am pleased to inform you, sir, that your plans for my daughter have gone a trifle awry. She is not, nor will she ever be married to that lame agitator you so kindly picked out for her. As for my son, he's being apprehended in Toledo, and he will be brought home here within the hour. Not having your gift for invective, sir, I cannot tell you what your obnoxious interference in my affairs is meant to me. But I've arranged that they will interfere no longer. Please come in, gentlemen. Mr. Whiteside, these two gentlemen are deputy sheriffs. They have a warrant by which I am able to put you out of this house. And I need not say it will be the greatest moment of my life. Mr. Whiteside, I'm giving you 15 minutes in which to pack up and get out. If you are not gone in 15 minutes, Mr. Whiteside, these two gentlemen will forcibly eject you. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Please wait outside. 15 minutes, Mr. Whiteside. And that includes bag, baggage, wheelchair, penguins, octopus, and cockroaches. I am now going upstairs, Mr. Whiteside, to smash our radios, so that not even accidentally will I ever hear your voice again.
You sure you don't want my autograph, old fellow?
15 minutes, Mr. Whiteside.
Say, can she cook? I didn't get an idea. Anything in the news?
Yes. The enemy is at my rear and nibbling.
Where'd you say Maggie was? In there?
It's no use, Banjo. She's taking a 1 o'clock train out of here.
No kidding. You didn't tell me that. You mean she's really quitting you after all these years?
She is.
That means we only got until 1 o'clock to think of something.
No, Banjo, we have exactly 15 minutes. 14 minutes. For me in which to pull out of my hat the goddamnest rabbit you ever saw.
What do you mean, 14 minutes?
In exactly 14 minutes, baby's rosy little body is being tossed into the snow. My host has sworn out a warrant. I'm being kicked out.
What? I never heard of such a thing. Why would he do a thing like that for?
No use, Banjo. In 14 minutes, well, the mess has grown a little desperate.
What about Landy causing the table to rain?
Listen, you know Dream Girl as well as I do. What do you think?
No dice.
Banjo, go inside and talk to Maggie for a while, will you? I gotta think this out.
Say, if I knew where Lorraine was, I can get a car and run her over. It wouldn't hurt her much.
Banjo, please, I've got to think.
Pardon me, Mrs. Is this the YMCA?
Banjo!
Get moving!
Okay, don't push.
Is this your father?
No.
Jerk!
Well, Mr. White said, as you can see, I didn't get very far. Got any more suggestions?
Very sorry, Richard. I just wish I were in a position...
Well, you're not in the position, Mr. Whiteside. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you. Good day.
Will you please wait upstairs, Richard?